layang sebuah asmara. Adakah satu hati balik apa? Tertipu malu akan sebuah senyuman, membuat suasana menjadi nyata.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancarona. The first single from this album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delantis' first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance while that chance has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantis wants to describe a story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Delantis, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
Luka itu ada di sana yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama. Kini waktu terasa berbeda tanpa
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Courage is the foundation of every struggle that will bring us victory. A quote from Kiai Haji Hashim Ashari. Listener, Kiai Haji Hashim Ashari is a ulama, national hero, and the founder of the biggest Islamic organization in Indonesia, Nahdlatul Ulama. Kiai Haji Hashim Ashari is known for his strong nationalism and consistency in faith. He is known as a smart and influential nation's preacher, so his ideas can be a reference for many generations. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
So listener, recently our President Prabowo Subianto has said that the government will use around 24 trillion rupees, or USD is around 1.4 billion, saved from the budget efficiency policy to fund the free nutritious meal program. And recently, he said that he explained that the government is implementing the budget efficiency in two phases too, with fund collection estimated to reach 608 trillion rupees. Not only that, he said that dividends from the state-owned enterprises have reached around 300 trillion rupees, with 100 trillion return for the working capital. And of the amount, 24 trillion will be used for the free nutritious meal program, which aims to ensure that Indonesian children do not go hungry.
Setiap kali diajak pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi. Sering menolak, ku hanya sadar hampir senja. Kali diajak pergi malam, pulangnya pagi, bukan tak mau bersosialisasi. Ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi bertahan melawan dingin angin malam, apalagi nongkrong sampai pagi. Bukannya
in remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Sudah nasib untuk ibadah.
Dada featuring Reynaldi with Rindu Lukisan, a classic Indonesian keroncong song actually, but some people said a keroncong and jazz and some other Western music is quite similar because of apparently it's a fruit of acculturation. And if you want to know more about keroncong music, make sure to stay tuned on The Voice of Indonesia because we have so many keroncong songs to play for you. But jumping so far from keroncong, we will be talking about the e-sport because recently Indonesian Onyx ID just became the runner-up in the ESL Mobile Legends Bang Bang or MLBB Season 6 Challenge Finals APAC, which is held in Johor, Malaysia. And after Onyx, which has Kiboy sons Kairi, Severa, and Lutfi, became a runner-up after defeated by Philippines Onyx PH in the finals on Sunday evening with a final score 0-4. And before reaching the final, apparently Onyx ID have to be passing the lower bracket after defeated by fellow Indonesian team, which is Team Liquid, in the playoff. And then after defeating Falcon from Philippines, Onyx ID went to the lower bracket and then finally went to the finals. And after this, listener, after becoming the runner-up in the ESL MLBB Season 6, Onyx ID will be facing the upcoming Mobile Masters 2025. We wish that they will be winning, not only being a runner-up, and also, of course, bringing good stuff for Indonesia. And listener, the next one will be another jazzy song for you. We have Ardito Pramono with Waking Up Together With You. Open our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, TikTok, VOI, double underscore, Indonesia. Together with you.
about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outraged admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, the Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an ice drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. Es Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting months. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestion. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
Voice of Indonesia.
Manalah kau tahu datang hari ini, hari di mana ku melihat dia, yang tak ku bidik, yang tak ku cari. Duga benih patah hati lagi. Tahu begini, jika bisa memilih tak bertemu pasti itu yang ku pilih. Jika bisa ku hindari garis interaksi, itu yang ku pilih. Ingin bawanya ke tempat-tempat indah, tapi kasih saya ingin tahu pikirnya. Entah ini ingin, entah ini sayang, si hati rapuh tatang wahana.
You're still listening to Tulus with Interaksi, and after this, there will be a story about Bali's custom from ND. Stay tuned on Air Renewal Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Sama ku pilih alam dan seluruh energinya. Apa dalam ciptanya arahku, bila bukan untuk aku, hindariku dari patah hati itu.
Of nation must be preserved. Likewise with the customs in any region that need to be maintained. However, very often today that the original customs are no longer maintained and have even been developed and modified to suit the taste of the public. Indigenous authenticity is slowly fading, so the next generation is no longer familiar with their original customs. The same thing seems to happen with Balis custom in Sika in Nusa Tenggara province. Balis is often translated into dowry given by the groom's family to the bride-to-be. Actually, belief is more than that. It is a complicated process before the wedding, which is difficult to find nowadays, especially the one which really follows the original custom. Today, belief has already been developed in accordance with the taste of times. As stated by Albert Nicolosino, a Flores University lecturer who is often called Pak Nico.
Memang belief yang ada sekarang di daerah-daerah sudah tidak asli lagi, termasuk di Maumere.
Indeed, belief in many areas today is no longer original, including in Maumere Sika district, where there are several indigenous territories. According to the original custom, there are differences in terms and also the types. Basically, belief in Sika is unique and slightly different from other areas. For example, in Nikta and its surroundings, it is different from in Sikalela and Leo and surrounding areas. The same with Nele Koting, which is different from regions in East Maumere, namely Kangai and Tanah Ai, and its surroundings. On this occasion, I would like to concentrate specifically in describing belief. According to the original custom of Nikta and surrounding areas, belief is only like a border between the prospective groom's and bride's families.
How is the preliminary process before the wedding? What must be done if a man and a woman decide to form a new family in accordance with the custom of Sika? Following is an explanation by Albert Nicolosino, who is often called Pak or Mr. Nico.
Begini, dahulu kala di mana-mana tersebar kampung-kampung kecil yang terdiri dari kira-kira belasan atau 20-an rumah, dan ikatan keluarga serta kekompakan mereka sangat tinggi. Karena pada dasarnya mereka berasal dari ketika.
You see, in the past, there were small villages scattered here consisting of roughly 10 to 20 houses. Family ties were tied and they were very close to each other because basically they come from the same ancestry or tribe. If a boy of a tribe, for example, wanted to marry a girl of B tribe, then two envoys from the A tribal family would come to the girl's parents to convey that purpose. Things brought by the two messengers while visiting were betel nut and tobacco put in a buku, which is a container made of woven palm leaves. And inside this buku, they would also put some money. The amount by today's value is approximately 100,000 or 200,000 rupiah. Usually, the young man and the girl had never met, let alone known each other. They might have seen each other from a distance or perhaps only heard stories from people. Regarding the present that they bought, people might wonder why they only brought tobacco and betel a lot and a little money. The reason actually is because they were preparing for the worst. If the girl and her parents did not accept it or rejected the proposal, then they would go home and did not have to bring back heavy items. The term is within wine gahar poar banona, which means a long feet goat going home right away. But if the girl and her parents accept or approve, the items would be taken into the house. Then usually the girl's family would entertain them and slaughter a chicken. After the meal, the girl's family would ask when the boy's family would come to formally ask their daughter's hand. The term is maiwa takta, or coming to give some betel nut.
The wata'a means the process of an engagement formally starts. That's when the two large families met for the first time. Budget prepared by the girl's family is quite large because they have to feed many families from both sides, including the representatives of the boy's family. What do they bring for this first meeting? As a custom, they will bring a horse and enough money with them. The representatives of the boy's family usually consist of a few people, but the number must be odd, so that it will be even with the addition of the girl. After eating, the customary forum begins with the girl's family start talking about the beliefs with the size of every wo'un, or bamboo joints. This is a term used for the dowry that must be prepared by the boy's family. So, the girl's family will explain this in detail, and then they determine when the belief is to be presented. The representatives of the boy's side just listen to what is said, and after their return will convey to the boy's family how much the belief is and when it must be delivered. When the guests go home, The girl's family gives them a pig, a sack of rice, and a kumbang of milk, and some food, which is regarded as part of the meal they have eaten.
Waktu mereka pulang, biasanya keluarga si gadis memberikan satu ekor babi, satu sarung, satu karung.
When the representatives return to the boy's family, the pig will be slaughtered, and the rice is distributed to all members of the big family with a reminder. Remember, the food being given is a sign that we must get ready because when the time comes, we should gather to take care of the boys' bellies. In fact, without being reminded, everybody knows what his responsibility is. The same thing happens with the girl's family. They will distribute the tobacco and betel nut, etc., although only a little for all members of the family with a reminder. Remember, we have chewed other people's betel nut, so we have to get ready, because there will be the time when we will have to get together again for the sake of our girl.
That was police, a custom of Sika tribe in Flores, East Nusa Tenggara province.
Ada yang besar.
Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. So Mas Manggarai, it has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Forest is Kompiang Cake. Kompiang Cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Sajauh ni pangindita sa tebihi leleng kaha heb di mana diri miara mulang tetep kasalira dina tetep unggal juru ayah carita menyentuh kabu kagagaka bayang-bayang saban wayah mawar tenang. Terima kasih.
Listener, it was Yura Yunita with Bandung. And listener, if you ask yourself in 2025, is everything has improved? Of course everything has improved, but there's still challenges for women in pursuing their career, especially in STEM. And what are the challenges in STEM? Here is the opinion from Dr. Nini Rahma Hanifa, researcher of Research Center for Geological Disaster Brain.
Mainly the first is our family environment and our neighborhood environment. So where our the encouragement from our family is very important. We still have families or husbands or father who are strictly limiting their daughters or their wives to engage in STEM. So of course it doesn't mean that the woman needs to do activity outside house. We can also do STEM at our house, but still a woman needs to have access for science, technology, engineering and mathematics. So the support from family, I think, is the first thing that we need for women. So when the women don't have such access in our home or our closer environment, that it will be very difficult to grow or to have access to STEM. So I think the first is the family environment, and then the second is the environment of the neighborhood and also the working place or the university place. So sometimes, often we have very strong manpower, but restricting the woman engagement. So having a neighborhood work environment, lecturer environment, university environment is very important to be enabler for women to engage and also to be heard and also to grow. And the third thing is when women become mother. When women become mother, of course, the limitation is higher because we need to take care also of our children. So we need to also create an environment that enable us to still can contribute to STEM. Of course, there will be many flexibilities. For example, the existence of daycare or the existence of paid leave or maternity leave is very important for women. For example, say not only 1 month leave, but for example 2 years leave for maternity leave is very important because finally women will need to have childhood time. So during the childhood period is the most heavy time, one of the most heavy time that we need also support so that we can continue to engage through STEM. I think basically those are such problems, and if we can have family support, also environment support, and we can have the childhood support, then we can grow and have access, or the fourth one is having access, yeah. So those are the keys so that we can have access to STEM and also develop our interest through STEM. So given the opportunity and also given the chance, it's very important for women, and women can have a lot of power because when they are enrolled into STEM, they will also give that STEM to their children and also the environment, because the nature that woman is very caring, so it will also spread more benefit to the society.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled December Kelabu or Gloomy December by Erika Rashid, accompanied by Dapur Music Project. This song tells about the sadness of someone who is left by her lover without news for 2 years. She keeps waiting for a promise or arrival from her lover, but it never comes true. The song created by Arianto and popularized by singer Maharani Kahar was released in 1982 in Maharani Kahar's debut album of the same name. This album became the most popular album of Maharani Kahar's career. The song was not only popular in its time but also continues to be remembered and even resung by many artists across generations, like Yuni Shara, who released this song in 1997. Then the punk music group Karna Mereka also released the song in 2018. Well, listener, here is Erika Rashid featuring Dapur Music Project with the song December Kelabu. Enjoy.
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Brin IAEA join hand for plastic waste management. Greater Jakarta area sees potential for heavy rain and lightning today. And here's the news in detail. Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency and the International Atomic Energy Agency joined hands in developing nuclear radiation technology to manage plastic waste its use in industry. BRIN's Acting Deputy for Development Policy Anugrah Widianto in Jakarta Mandesa, the cooperation is implemented in the nuclear technology for controlling plastic pollution or NewTech Plastic, which also become RES1031 research project carried out by IAEA and sub-partner countries including Indonesia. Rain has the potential to fall throughout Jakarta today on Monday. Quoting the weather forecast from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, the potential for rain is divided into light rain and high intensity one that can be accompanied by lightning. It is predicted to experience light rain in Greater Jakarta, West Jakarta, Central Jakarta, North Jakarta and Thousand Islands. Meanwhile, the heavy ones can be accompanied by a lightning is likely to fall in South and East Jakarta. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.